The Kraft Music Hall with Edward Everett Horton, Raymond Page and his orchestra. Our guests, the incomparable Hildegard, the syncopating Woody Herman, and Catalino and his Roombas. My name's Les Tremaine, and here is Edward Everett Horton.
You know, Les, this is one of the times of the year when I just love to get out into the open. Today I walked for miles, breathing the clean, fresh air. I just couldn't stay indoors.
The fall season's in your blood, huh?
No, the painter's in my bedroom.
I don't know, Eddie. Autumn does something to me. In the words of the great poet, the frosty autumn nights are here. Dost feel the snap so cold and clear? Dost feel the night wind in the air?
No, I wear long underwear.
Eddie, it's amazing how little you know about autumn. What about the birds that migrate south? You know why they fly 1,000 miles without stopping?
I certainly do. It's too far to walk.
And in the autumn, the bears hibernate. Did you ever hear the bear's mating call in the fall?
No.
No? Well, I'll show you. I'll be the male bear and you be the female bear. You answer me.
That you'll have to ask Father. Raymond, this is fun.
Raymond Page.
Well, what is it, Eddie? Do you know anything about forest life?
Well, sure. When I was a Boy Scout, I was able to recognize a tree.
What kind of a tree?
Are there different kinds?
You don't know anything about the woods, but you never know anything about the woods at all. But here's a man who's Woody himself. That sensational band leader and great recording artist, Woody Herman. Well, Woody, how are you enjoying this first week of autumn?
Well, Eddie, it's been pretty hectic. This week we played Birmingham Monday night, then we rushed to Norfolk Tuesday night, made a quick dash to Richmond last night.
My word, those Southerners are still chasing Yankees, aren't they?
No, Eddie, we're doing one-night stands, and it's a long way between stops because of our itinerary.
Oh, you mean it's a long way itinerary?
Ouch.
What's the matter? Corns bothering you?
No, just the corn.
Oh, Woody, I always heard that you, every time you opened your mouth, you put your clarinet in it. So why don't you do that for us right now?
Well, here I go, and I shall sing a chorus, too. Night is all right, but remember this, that a kiss goodnight leads to another kiss. Kiss goodnight with a hug real tight is nothing short of bliss, and a kiss goodnight leads to another kiss. It's an old custom for a boy and a girl to embrace in some secluded place. Little Mr. Cupid never could be quite so stupid as to do a turnabout face. It just ain't right to kiss goodnight and stop at 3 or 4, cause a kiss goodnight leads to a dozen or more. Thank you. It's an old custom for a boy and girl to embrace in some secluded place. Just ain't right to kiss goodnight and stop at 3 or 4, 'cause a kiss goodnight leads to a dozen or more.
That was Woody Herman with a gentle kiss goodnight. And here's a man with an excellent thought for the day.
In our music hall audience tonight, I know there are thousands of you homemakers who always used to have on hand a loaf or package of Velveeta. Now again, you can have that wonderful cheese food in the refrigerator regularly. The ration points are off, and food stores are stocked with your favorite cheese food, both in packages and in the economical 2-pound loaf. It'll be grand to have plenty of Velveeta again to spread, slice, toast, or melt when you please. Remember, hidden in Velveeta's wonderful, rich, mild cheddar cheese flavor are important food elements. Complete, high-quality protein, milk minerals, food energy, riboflavin, and vitamin A. Tomorrow at your food dealer's cheese display, look for dependable Velveeta, the Kraft cheese food of Kraft quality.
Ladies and gentlemen, last night I had the most unusual dream. It was so real. I dreamt I was in an elegant cafe having a delicious glass of water a la Esquimaux. That's water with ice cubes. And an exciting young lady came out. She was dressed in a lovely dress. And the master of ceremony said, "Here she is, the one and only, the incomparable Hildegard." And after the people applauded, she spoke.
Thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome once again to the informal Kraft Music Hall. My, my, what a lovely crowd tonight. Why, there's Edward Everett Horton sleeping at his table. Oh, isn't he sweet? Just like a baby, with his toe in his mouth.
And then she came over to my table, and she spoke. Hildegard, I said, she spoke. Pay attention.
I'm sorry, Eddie. Oh, why, it's Edward Everett Horton. Good evening, Edward.
Oh, it's just wonderful seeing you, Hildegard. And that's such a lovely dress you're wearing. Just lovely. But what holds it up?
Modesty, my dear, modesty.
Hover, hover, hover. Hildegard, you always look as if you just stepped out of a beauty parlor.
Oh, thank you, Edward. Do you know why beauty parlors are such friendly places?
No, Hildegard. Why are beauty parlors such friendly places?
Because that's where women go to make up. I think I make it a joke.
You're wrong. Then the lights went low, and the charming Hildegard sang a charming song like this.
Would I travel to be where
where you are. How far is the journey from here to a star? And if I ever lost you, how much would I cry? How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? How far would I travel to be where you are? How far is the journey from here to a star? And if I ever lost you, how much would I cry? How deep is the ocean? How high is the star?
Hildegard, that was incomparable. You know, ladies and gentlemen, most people seem to think that if you want to start a rumba orchestra, all you need are a few empty coconuts and a nervous breakdown. But to have a really great rumba orchestra, you need 8 excellent musicians and, as their leader, a highly accomplished artist and personality. Put them together and they become, for example, the stars of the show at New York's Havana Madrid, like Catalino and his rumbas. I'm glad you're with us tonight, Catalino.
Buenas noches, señor Eduardo. Me alegro mucho estar con ustedes. Tengo una rumbita que está in the bag.
Is that so? No, I didn't know. Catalino, tell me, how did you fellas happen to get together?
Oh, muy sencillo, con unos instrumentos de ritmo cubano hicimos una rumbita así que está in the bag.
Fella has a very limited vocabulary. Let me see, what can I say to him? Haven't you learned any other English word in New York?
Sí.
Well, let's have it.
La guardia.
Well, his English may not be perfect, but his music is. Catalino, let's hear that wonderful South American music as it should be played.
In the bag.
I'm glad.
Negra de mi vida prieta que tú haces por ahí, oh negra de mi alma que tú haces por ahí. Estoy buscando una chamaca que ella anda por ahí. Oh, estoy buscando una chamaca de mi vida, mi nena de mi vida, que ella anda por ahí. Una buena, 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 buena. Oh,
Speaking of Spanish music, I was entertaining at an Irish picnic the other day, and I was making up rhymes about the names of the people there, and I was very, very good. First, Clancy got up, and I said, Clancy is fancy. Oh, they just love me, you know. Then O'Brien came along, and I said, O'Brien is fine. Then O'Toole, and I said, O'Toole is no fool. And then a great big man got up, looked me squarely in the eye, and said, go ahead. My name is Burke. But anyway, one thing I know, Woody is goody. I mean, Woody Herman, of course, especially as he sings Somebody Loves Me.
Somebody loves me. Somebody loves me. I wish I knew who she can be. Worries me, for every girl who passes me, I shout, hey, maybe you were meant to be my loving baby. Somebody loves me. I wonder who.
Somebody loves me. A beautiful thought, for practically everyone loves somebody, but here's someone who loves everybody.
One of the things you good cooks have missed during the war years has been plenty of cheese for cheese sauce. Rich golden sauce to transform leftovers or to make a vegetable into a special treat. Well, now cheese takes no ration points, and your dealer has smooth melting Velveeta, the cheese food that gives you glorious sauce in a hurry. You simply melt 1/2 pound of Velveeta in the top of your double boiler. Then, stir in 1/3 cup of milk. No fussing with other ingredients when you make cheese sauce the easy way with smooth melting Velveeta. And besides wonderfully rich, mild cheddar cheese flavor, Velveeta gives your sauce splendid food values. This pasteurized cheese food helps supply complete high-quality proteins, food energy, milk minerals, riboflavin, and vitamin A. So have Velveeta often in hot dishes and in sandwiches. Get a package or the economical 2-pound loaf tomorrow. When you buy, insist on dependable Velveeta. It's made by Kraft.
I'd love to take Hildegard out tonight, but I'm afraid that she thinks I'm just, just an old stick in the mud.
Well, aren't you?
Certainly not. It may not show, but I've had my share of the agonies of love.
It shows. But what can I do about it?
Well, Les, I wish you'd compliment me in front of Hildegard. Tell her what a charming, debonair lover I am.
Why, Eddie, do you want me to lie for you?
Yes.
I respect the touch. I wouldn't lie to Hildegard as long as I'm in my right mind.
Les, I'll pay you a dollar for every compliment.
It's a deal.
Oh, that's what I like, a man with character. Yeah. Now, you go right over and get Hildegard.
Yeah, and don't forget, I get a dollar for every plug I put in for you.
A dollar. Hildy, give me your answer, do.
Say, Eddie.
Oh, Woody Herman. Hello. What can I do for you?
Well, you see, I'd like to take Hildegard out tonight.
Oh, you would?
Yes, but I don't know her so well, so would you put in a word for me?
I know just the word.
Well, thanks. The kind of girl Hildegard is, you have to spend at least a week's salary to take her out, but it's worth it.
You mean a Frankfurter and an orangeade aren't enough? Oh, dear. Where did Les go?
Well, strictly between us, I understand that girl eats like a horse.
Oh, my word, that sounds expensive. Where's Les? Where is he? I've got to get out of this. All right, Woody, what do you want me to do?
Well, you tell Hildegard what a romantic guy I am. Spread it on thick, full of charm and that kind of stuff. And I'll pay you 75 cents for every compliment.
I respect the truth too much to tell. Make it a dollar.
It's a deal.
Well, Eddie, here's Hildegard.
Well, here I am with three such charming gentlemen. I don't know which is more attractive.
Eddie Horton is. $1.
No, no, no. Woody Herman looks just as good as I do. $1. Even better. $2.
Why, Hildegard, just his face.
Yes, Edward, what's wrong with it?
Well, nothing, Hildegard. Just look at those eyes. They're beautiful. $1.
They are not.
They are so. They're beautiful. Why, Eddie, they're the most beautiful eyes I ever saw.
Oh, Les, you really think so? They are not.
Remember me? I'm adorable.
Why, of course you are, Woody. $1. Woody Herman's eyes are more beautiful than mine.
That's $1, Eddie.
Both of them.
It's another dollar.
What is this, dollar game?
Hildegard, look at Woody Herman's nose. Why, it's more beautiful even than his clarinet.
A quarter for that one.
No one has paid me any compliments as yet.
What's your offer?
Gentlemen, gentlemen, what is all this all about? Will someone please explain?
Well, Hildegard, the truth is that Woody and I were both thinking of taking you out tonight.
Oh, I'm awfully sorry, Edward, but I already have a date.
You have? With whom?
Come on, Les, let's go.
Right now, before you step out, with my money, Mr. Tremaine, we'd love to have Hildegard sing another number for us.
Oh, I'd love to sing one, Edward.
You would, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, Hildegard, I entertained at the Navy Hospital in Philadelphia just the other day, and I told the boys that Hildegard would be in the Kraft Music Hall this evening. And they asked me if I'd ask you to sing a number just for them.
Oh, I'd be delighted to, Edward. Happy to sing just for them a charming song called The Cab Song. Whoa, Nellie. Edward, that's the horse. That's the same horse. Softly the night wind, warm wind, a light wind, sings of romance with such a appeal. Handsome hussars out, put their cigars out, reach for a peppermint pastille. Sweetheart, kiss, the hour has come. Cabs are at a premium. Tender the laughter following after every turning wheel. I know where there's a cab we could catch. Gray horse and little cushions to match. We have bright new covers made of cretonne. And the jump seat's nice to put your feet on.
Lie back, oh how relaxing it feels. Lie back, it's like a dive and unwheel. Perfect follow offer to a champagne supper is to stop and to hop in or drop in or flop into Papa's new cat. Oh, I know where there's a cab we could catch. Gray horse and little cushions to match, where your words of love will not embarrass. For the horse worked several years in Paris. We'll ride around the ring in the park. We'll sing until we wake in the lark. And the dawn grows rosy, you'll be oh so cozy. If you stop and you hop in or drop in or flop into Papa's new cat. Whoa, Nellie, whoa.
Thank you. Well, Woody, there goes our date. I don't know what I'm going to do tonight, but a week from tonight, I'm going to sit at my radio and listen to my friend and everybody's friend, Frank Morgan, in the Kraft Music Hall.
Well, Eddie, it's been a pleasant summer, hasn't it?
Oh, it certainly has, Les. Being with you and Raymond Page and all of our fine guests has been just wonderful. I've enjoyed it immensely.
What are you going to do now, Eddie? Take a long vacation?
Certainly not. I've been waiting for this opportunity for a long time. I'm going away and finish my first novel.
You mean you're writing your first novel?
No, I'm reading my first novel. But seriously, less seriously, I have practically forced the management of the Montclair Theater over there in New Jersey to let me play my stage play, Springtime for Henry, for a whole week, beginning the week after next. And am I happy? So, goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, Eddie. And along with you, we'll all be listening to next Thursday's Kraft Music Hall with Frank Morgan. Besides Frank Morgan, there'll be the peppery Lena Romay and that best-selling record maker, Carmen Cavallero. And the Kraft Music Hall will welcome back John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the Charioteers, and Ken Carpenter. My name's Les Tremaine. Hildegard appeared this evening through the courtesy of Raleigh Cigarettes. Woody Herman through the courtesy of the Wild Root Company. Good night.
You good cooks know it's the seasoning that adds extra zest to food. That's why there's been such a big swing to Kraft Salad Mustard for pepping up meals. You'll be delighted with the extra flavor tang Kraft Salad Mustard adds to meat, hot vegetable and cheese dishes, and to gravies, pickle relishes, and barbecue sauce. There's another variety, too, just a bit sharper and oh so tasty on frankfurters and in sauces for fish. It's the Kraft Mustard with nippy horseradish added. Buy both delicious Kraft mustards when you shop tomorrow.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.